time now for News Talk WANI Sports, brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. If you have a chimney, make sure it's inspected by the best. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps of Auburn. With 20 years of experience, they are the pros.
And joining me on the WANI hotline, our very own Bill Cameron from The Drive, as we do The Drive Thursdays. Morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm struggling getting back into it. Thank goodness it's not just Tuesday like it feels like.
Yeah, it is one of those weird deals, man, and it's really messing me up because I'd said last week that I got a day off somehow or another, and I thought Friday was like on Wednesday. So, of course, Thursday and Friday just drug on last week. And now this week, yesterday felt like Monday. And so, like you said, it feels like Tuesday today, and then the week's going to be over with before it's all said and done with. So,
I knew I was going to say it, but, I mean, we had Jason Caldwell in yesterday for the first hour. Mm-hmm. So that kept me from thinking it was Monday. But dang it, one time before the show was over, I said something about, you know, welcome back into the Monday show or something. It's like, because it felt like Monday all day yesterday. So, yeah, thank goodness it's not going to be a long week. It shouldn't feel like a long week. It's good to know that it's already Thursday and the weekend's almost here. We're one day closer, less than a month away from the start of football practice, less than 2 weeks away from SEC football media day.
Yeah, media day's coming up. I mean, right now, even though it's a dead period, you hear about recruits left and right that are taking place. I will say, before we get into sports, you know how I felt old last night, Bill? Last night, the neighborhood, I heard somebody firing off firecrackers again last night.
Right.
And Lori even told me, she made fun of me. Of course, I get up and I walk around. I'm like, I'm going to put something on the neighborhood social media. I said, these kids are firing off firecrackers at 9 o'clock at night. And we had all weekend and had the 4th to do that. And they're still going because they had some, I guess, left over or whatever. And I'm assuming somebody's parents came out because it was a barrage of them for about 2 minutes, and then you didn't hear anything the rest of the night. So I'm assuming that parents probably walked outside and said, what are you doing? Like, you can't do this at 9 o'clock at night. So on a weeknight.
Yeah, but you know, you remember how it was. If you had some left over, I mean, yeah. You didn't want them to have to sit for a whole year. Yeah, I saw somebody on one of the on one of the neighborhood sites asking, what were the gunshots last night? And I was thinking, it's probably still leftover fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't that naive. I knew it was fireworks for sure. So, you know, you mentioned media days, and we mentioned, I even marked this down. Somebody said something about X amount of days until opening day, until the first game of football or whatever. I think it was on ESPN. And I thought, yeah, I said, we'll be right at like the 50-day mark when I talked to Bill on Thursday. So it's going to be here. I mean, that's going to fly by faster than people realize.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when Jason said it yesterday, I hadn't really thought about it when he said, you know, they haven't announced officially. I mean, there's a train. They haven't announced officially the start of fall football, but Jason said he's sure it's going to be in the first day or two of August. So the fact that we're less than a month away from the start of practice, I was already going, well, you know, media days is getting here, but when media days gets here now, it's earlier than it used to be. Remember, it used to be media days would get over and somebody be starting practice within 2 or 3 days.
Yep.
Now media days gets over and it's a week and a half or 2 weeks before you get going. But yeah, that's a great signal. I mean, so far we're like a little over 4 weeks away from the start of practice, 2 weeks away from media day. So it's great. I mean, it's getting here close. It's hard to believe, but yeah, I mean, football's almost here.
Yeah, and kids are already working out. Speaking of kids, I will ask you this, Bill, because this seems to be an NIL deal. A kid over at Central Phoenix City is going to go and play for Texas A&M, or at least that's the initial commitment. From what I've read and what I've seen, Auburn is not backing off. They're still going to talk to the kid. And who knows? I mean, if he may be a flip come signing day or not. But the arms race continues, and I'm one that I don't have a problem with NIL. There are a lot of people that do. I have zero issue with them getting paid. I think some of the deals that are done are a little astronomical, so I'm not a big fan of some of them, but I do think some compensation is fine. Is that Jimbo's thing, man? Is he paying these kids to get them over there? Because the product that he's putting on the field is just not what has been – last year was probably his biggest flop after being projected to win the West and possibly play for a national championship and almost come away with a losing record.
Well, yeah, there's no question Texas A&M has more financial resources than anybody else. They didn't make any bones about it a year ago. Jimbo wasn't happy when Nick Saban talked about him buying that number one recruiting class, but you can't ignore it. I mean, it is a factor. A&M, I mean, Jason was saying yesterday, it came as a surprise to everybody, including a lot of folks that cover Texas A&M, because most folks thought it was Auburn and Florida State maybe the other team that was battling. So Auburn has not given up. It's going to be really interesting to see. I'm wondering, you know, we had a couple of people saying, well, he's doing it based on the track record of Jimbo. Well, the track record of Jimbo at Texas A&M surely hasn't been a whole lot better than Hugh Freeze's track record either. I mean, you could say, well, Auburn doesn't have that track record of turning out great receivers. And no, they haven't. Boy, my dog is excited to be here and take care of you.
That's awesome.
He is going crazy. He loves coming back to daycare. But yeah, it has to be more than a small factor, the deal with NIL.
Yeah, is Auburn completely out? I know we talk about they're going to stay on him. I mean, is there any chance he flips? I mean, to stay closer to home?
I'm sure that there is. I mean, the thing is, what a lot of people are, I'm having trouble getting the dog out of the car. Come here, golly! A lot of people are wanting to blame Pat Nix for this, and it's like, man, if you followed Auburn recruiting for any length of time, it's Central getting players out of Central has always been a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been tough, and because there are a lot of folks over there that have that anything but Auburn philosophy. So if there's a team that's recruiting somebody along with Auburn and it's not Alabama, they're gonna try to encourage them or let them know that maybe their future would be better if they came back to Phoenix City. So Auburn's going to hang in there. This is a player that Auburn has been on and has wanted for a long, long time. So, no, they're not giving up. I guess it's just going to be interesting to see what happens on the field. If Auburn can show that they've got a passing game where receivers can put up some big numbers, I think that'll make Auburn even more attractive. And that's something that that Auburn's going to need to show. I mean, Texas A&M's got a lot more proven guys coming back at receiver than Auburn does. So if Auburn can show the threat of a passing game to a youngster, I would think the family might want to encourage him to stay a little closer to home than going all the way to College Station.
I know you guys will visit with Blaine Crane from time to time and talk various things. And one thing that he tweeted out yesterday, he said, now Texas A&M they've basically solidified themselves as having the best receiving corps in college football. I can't, like you said, they got a ton coming back, and as far as recruits that have committed as well as those that have signed for, you know, this coming year, I mean, I can't really, you know, say that I disagree with that, but I will say this, who they got throwing to them? I mean, from what we've seen out of Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M in the last couple of years, I mean, that's great that they're getting them in, but if you've got, you know, if you don't have a five-star pro-style quarterback to throw to him, I mean, what good is it doing you?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing everybody wants to watch is how well are Jimbo and Bobby Petrino going to get along? I mean, if they struggle at all offensively, and you look at their schedule, I mean, this is a tough schedule for A&M this year. They start struggling, how likely is it that Jimbo's just going to keep hands off and not try to get involved even more with the offense? So I don't know. I mean, it's a long, long way even though we have an early signing period, it's still a long way until the early signing period in December. So this is one we'll just sit and watch, see how things go well for us, how things go for Texas A&M, how things go for Auburn on the field this fall. I mean, I'm hearing really good things about, you know, the summer workouts from Auburn. I'm sure everybody feels good right now at this point as we get closer. But, I mean, that's what's going to be. I mean, Auburn's got an opportunity to show some things on the field. I don't think that Auburn is not competitive NIL-wise. Again, I've been told that, you know, Auburn's very judicious, though. They don't want to just go overboard and overpay someone and then have the expectation be that they can they can come up with astronomical numbers for everybody. But I don't think that Auburn's not competitive. A&M may have the top number right now, but Auburn's hoping that some other things can balance out, and that doesn't mean that Auburn may not come up with a little bit more NIL money as well.
How long before, speaking of balancing out, how long before, especially with the Southeastern Conference, does this NIL kind of take care of itself as far as balancing out numbers, where it basically comes down to you got to prove yourself performance-wise before we start throwing money at you? Because some of these players that they're paying to come in, I know that some of these teams have the money to do it, but they're paying players that the Texas A&Ms, the Texases of the world as well, they're going to be paying players that come in and haven't even played a down of football yet at the collegiate level.
That's the biggest question. You know, can something be done? Will it be done? I really doubt that the federal government is going to jump in and put some limitations in there. I still wonder about the possibility of players becoming employees, and that would sort of at least give you more of a pay scale. I just don't know. I mean, that's what NIL was supposed to be anyway. It was supposed to be about you, your brand, and when you,
right,
when you had made a big name for yourself there in college, that you'd be able to take advantage. And that's not what it is at all. I know the NCAA is, you know, threatening to do something. We'll see if there are any teeth. It's hard for me to believe, because if there were, Texas A&M would be one of the first schools they'd look at with the laws that have passed there in the state of Texas, and A&M pretty much flaunting what they're doing with everybody. So we'll see if the NCAA does indeed do something. NCAA, everybody, I think college coaches are hoping that there will be some way of keeping this thing under control, because it can't continue at the pace that it is.
No, and I know that and that was the thing, is when NIL came about, I mean, everybody said, well, you can't use it for recruiting. Well, that's exactly what's going on. I mean,
it's almost all that it's being used for right now.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear about kids that have been with the program for 3 years all of a sudden signing up almost like what you would call a contract extension in pro sports, where they go, oh, well, this guy had a great year last year, so going into his senior season, we're going to bump his NIL up. That's not happening. It's all about, you know, well, I'm going to Texas A&M because they can offer more money, or I'm getting paid $20,000 a month during football season, or you know, and so if they hadn't done anything by now, Bill, I just don't know that they can come in and start slapping hands now that it's been taking place for the last year and a half.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the NCAA is going to be able to do anything about it. I mean, that's where, it's interesting. I mean, that Nick Saban's one of the guys that seems to be the most vocal about going ahead and making players employees. Mm. I mean, and still, that doesn't mean every place doesn't pay everybody the same. I mean, in any business, there's not standard wages all across the board, but it would at least sort of even things out, and then still give players the opportunity. All right, if everybody, it's like, okay, linemen are getting in this range, skilled players are getting in this range, it would still give players the opportunity for when they have then done something and made a name for themselves to really get that more of the NIL, which is what it was intended for. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see it happening anytime, you know, immediately soon.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I know that you guys, even on a short week, any change up in guests this week, as far as since you guys got to play hooky like the rest of us on Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, Yeah, Ferg is down at the beach this week, so he won't be on. Jake Crane, who's usually on with us on Tuesday, is going to be on with us this afternoon at around 5:30. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things we've shuffled around. We're still looking at some other possibilities, but we know that's what one of the things we've got on tap for this afternoon.
Yeah, you and I have got to do. We got to look at doing something different. Ferg has been he's been at Greece. He's been at the beach now. I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's great to be able to do that at that age. You know, he's not tied down or anything right yet, so I guess he might as well. I sort of like my younger son. It's like he's done a whole lot more traveling than I have, but it was better. They did a lot of that before our first grandchild came along, and heck, they're still traveling now a lot, even with her. So if you can do it, you might as well do it. I mean, I'm getting so old and decrepit, it's going to be tough for me to do a whole lot of traveling.
Yes, I told Steve on Witten Wednesday yesterday, I said, I'm getting to the point now where when we travel, I want to travel and I want to sit. So we got to go somewhere where we can sit and not do whole lot. So, Bill, as always, I greatly appreciate your time on a Thursday. We'll be listening this afternoon, man.
All right, Ben, have a great day.
You got it. Bill Cameron, The Drive Thursdays. Man, it'll be interesting to see what comes about as far as NIL is concerned, because it is all over the place right now. And I know that it's with a hot topic and it's not supposed to be used for recruiting, yet Texas A&M doesn't seem to be hiding it, so it seems to be one of those things. So Bill will talk more about that this afternoon. You heard him say Jake Crane will be on with him. Jake is the one that's been very vocal about it, especially on Twitter, if you follow him on Twitter. So you'll be able to hear more about that this afternoon on The Drive. ESPN 106.7 is where you can find them. 4 to 6 weekday afternoons.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WKNI.